Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. Lord, our God is truly mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. I love it. The more I think about the love of God, how He loves us, He considers everything. Everything is so well thought out. Last night, I watched a video about the Azusa Street Revival. Heard about it all my life. And I got a chance to see old footage of William Seymour, old pictures. And, you know, they displayed how things really were back then, back in 1906 and 7. That revival started because people yielded to the Lord. I've been saying for years, when we follow God, we yield to the Lord. That's where we're powerful. And this is why, for that reason, the fact that we can be so powerful as we yield to the Lord, the way that they conducted the revival, it wasn't orchestrated by man. The revival was at a house. It looked like a house. and people came from all around, all over the world, heard about it. And it started and it never stopped. People were there all times of the night. Different people spoke. People came as they were guided by the Holy Spirit. And it grew and it grew and it grew for a very long time. Zechariah put it so perfect. He said, "It's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord." I long to see works that Spirit led. I love to see works that Spirit led. But when you grow in the Lord and you desire His word, you give Him all of your attention. The Lord can work with that attention. See, when you give God your attention, He can work with you. He can show you things. He can help you understand things you don't normally see. He can prepare you for a perfect work. Before William Seymour went to Los Angeles, he met with the right people ahead of time. And that, see, sometimes people have elements that you need. His dad was a Civil War soldier. And he died probably malaria or something. Mosquitoes or something bit him. He conducted a disease in Louisiana, but he died from it. But William Seymour sought the Lord, and he continually sought the guidance of God. But he yielded to the Lord, and others around him yielded to the Lord. Some more than others. Some people, you know, they didn't agree on some things. It showed all that in the YouTube video. But I was blessed by it. I said, "This is my history. I need to know this." And what started in Kentucky, it became well known in Los Angeles. And it started the Azusa Street Revival, and people were introduced to the Holy Spirit all over again. And Satan's been trying to hide the best of what God has to offer from His people. But I'm telling you today, many people have the Holy Spirit. They understand it. They've been guided by the Holy Spirit. So now I'm saying, if you know the Lord, draw near to Him. Seek His face, yield to Him in every way. In a previous broadcast, I talked about how many people, they seek the Lord when they have a problem, when they get in a ditch, when they have problems. And that's how they know God. And all they expect is God to help them get out of their next problem. But God is so much more than that. Why not give God your attention when things are going wonderful? when things are going decent, when they're going good. One scripture said, if you go on to know the Lord, that's the next step. When you have the, you know, there was so much argument spent on whether the Lord sent the Holy Spirit or not. Trying to convince man is futile. If you follow God, you're walking in the light, and you're and the works of God speak for themselves. You don't have to convince anybody with human effort. Why waste time trying to convince a man when you can walk in the light and show the man? The darkness of this world is no comparison. The guidance of God, the wisdom of God, the power of God outclasses the world in every way you want to look at it. And Satan can do nothing. He couldn't do nothing to stop the Azusa Street revival. And the way he always tried to neutralize it, he'll try to use the uneducational Christian people, tares, and lack of knowledge. When people don't know, he'll play against what they don't know. When they're tares, they always go for the power play. They want to be in charge. They want to control it. And then and men love power too much. Tares don't love God. They love power. They love what they can get out of God. They love blessings. They don't care about what's right as much as they do about lavishing themselves. But God is so much greater. And the need is so... you're so far out there. How can I lavish myself when people are dying? My focus is on God. He said, if you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all these things will be added. I will have enough for me to be happy with. That's important too, but I don't need to lavish myself. When I can be a blessing to somebody, when I can do God's work in His wisdom. Sometimes, you know, one of the prophets said, this is not a time to buy houses. You know, people focus on the wrong thing sometimes. But when you focus on the Lord and His righteousness, and you're sincere, He can cause you to do what's best. You're going to get something. God is not stingy. He's very generous, extravagantly generous. He's going to bless you. You don't have to worry about money. In fact, He told me, He said, don't ever worry about money in My presence. And I learned to stop doing that. Now look at Him. And He'll show you how to prosper the way you can. He has a plan. If you didn't hear His plan out, if you never listened to the plan that He has for you, you can't get to know how wonderful He is. The greater things of God will be foreign to you unless you experience it. And the only way to experience the greater things of God is to draw near to Him, yielding yourself. Whatever you want to do, Lord, let's do it. And mean it. That's when you can really go forward. But so many people are distracted with the cares of this world. Now, I don't say these things lightly. Many people there are many marriages out there. And people, they have a nice house, they have nice, good jobs, they have good automobiles. A thriving family, and they fuss all the time. And what they fuss over can be resolved so easily if they would just listen to the Lord. People expect people to do what they would do. they expect people to make decisions. They're used to a certain culture. When you grow up in a home, your father did something, your mother did something a certain way. And that's what you expect. That's in your vision. You have vision for what they did. And you expect other people to do, to understand that, but they don't. They do what their parents did. Some people are spenders, some people are savers. That's a culture clash. Some people are neat, some people are sloppy. That's another culture clash. Some people go after what their dream. Some people do what they're told, and they've suppressed their dreams. That's another culture clash. And they can't see, why can't this person understand? And you can't make them understand it. But the Holy Spirit knows both people and how to resolve these arguments. First of all, stop looking at him and stop looking at her. Start looking to Jesus Christ. Listen to the Holy Spirit and be teachable. Don't just give God your attention. Give God your attention with intent to make adjustments. 1 Peter is your guide. Love them where they're at. Don't require them to be what you know. See, when you're in the presence of God, you see everything as it really is. And you can't make the adjustments you need to make, because you, in your mind, you want them to make the adjustments that you want them to make. And what if you're right? And also, what if you're wrong? When the Holy Spirit shows you things according to His Word, there are stories in the Word of God that can clarify every concern, every one of them. And the Holy Spirit can point it out to you. Now, this is not a quick fix. You're going to have to just spend time in the Word first. See, God is foundational. You're going to have to understand that about Him. Keep on loving the person where they're at. They may be sloppy, or they may be a neat freak. They may want to spend money faster they get it. Or they may want to save too much and not buy what they need. I don't know. But the Lord can help you all come to a balance. And He can do it faster when somebody cooperate with Him. We're complete in Him. We don't need people to do everything we want them to do to be complete in the Lord. And He'll show you how to enjoy the person where they're at. And if they are willing to do what you're doing and seek the Lord, the eyes of their understanding will be open. And they'll be able to see how to make the right choices. But if you put pressure on people, it doesn't always work right. But the Lord will show you how to be appropriate, how to express yourself appropriately. I come from a home where my father worked. I've said this before. My mother taught school. She came home and got dinner ready and made us do our lesson. And we had a dinner time. We sat at the table. Dad would pray and we'd eat. And he worked one of those jobs where you get off, you're tired. And he would shower at work because he gets so dirty at work. And he'd come home and he wanted to sit down. Well, what happened is this was my culture. Now, on the weekend, on Saturday, they had to drive to Utah, Alabama. My dad pastored a church. He pastored three churches, two on one Sunday and one on the next Sunday. And this is how he did it. I saw all this activity. I saw him minister at different churches. There was a shortage of Methodist pastors, and it was remarkable. And, you know, I've seen him preach. He kind of preached like a Pentecostal. But anyway, he was a Methodist. A thoroughbred Methodist, what he was. And Mother was right there with him, and she loved the ministry, and they never complained about having to go out of town every weekend. And they did what they had to do. And they made the most of it. Their time going to Utah, Alabama worked out for them. They got a chance to travel and be together, and then they come home and start the process all over again, and they never complained about it. They enjoyed their life. So some people would think I'm a workaholic. I work a full-time job and I work my job. And then I work on the side to do a radio broadcast. And I work a lot. I became culture shock to my wife. Her people didn't work like I did. But they would have her to do things. And, you know, her people didn't work like my parents did. They were different. So I was a culture shock, and she would try to get me to slow down. And I would try to get her to speed up. But she works now. She'll work her job. But what I was doing was just overwhelming to her. And I thought, and we would talk about it, but we weren't getting anywhere. So I said, you know what, write down how you envision marriage to be when you were growing up, what you thought it would be like. I said, and I'll do the same thing, and then we'll read each other's writings. Now, this is wisdom. I heard Bob Yandian years later say the same thing. See, when you write it down, you can express yourself without interruption. So I read what she wrote. She read what I wrote. And I saw her. And I saw me. And I saw the problem. For the first time. I said, you come up where the adults didn't work. Her grandmother didn't work. Her mother didn't work while they were young, and her aunts didn't work much, but one of them did. And then her uncle was on disability, so he did work, but he had to go on disability. So the way I do things is so much different than the world she grew up in, and so I saw what a shock I was. And I said, well, I do need to slow down some. And she could see why I did what I did. I wasn't working just for me. I was doing it so that I could do the work of God. And then I had child support and I had, you know, my situations that I had to pay for. So I had to work to make everything work right. In life, things happen that sometimes it's not to your favor, but you have to deal with it the best way you can. And I believe in doing business. I don't believe in cheating people. I want every job to be godly. Pastor Webb said one time, he said, a good business deal leaves both parties better off. And I want it to be like it should be. Good work for a good wage. That's the way it should be. How can I cheat somebody to give something to God? God don't want a cheat. He wants things to be right. And I want things to be right. He taught me to love his people. And I'm not one of these preachers that beg for money. If you love the word of God and you want to help, fine. What I would rather people do, what's more important to me, is spread the... If these broadcast bless you, let other people know about it. If you sense that they'll appreciate it, let them know about it. And that's why I make things free. I mean, people are welcome to give if they believe in what I'm doing. But I'm not going to get on the soapbox about giving and try to coerce people into giving. I don't do that. But you're invited to give, and I use the money according to God's plan. I believe in being reasonable. There's so many people out there making, you know, that ministry is kind of like a commercial. And I don't want that. I never want it to be that way, and I won't be that way. I want to do it God's way. God will bless me. He's blessed me with the work of my hands. He blessed me. And the dynamic of my ministry is a little different. But different is, you know, sometimes that's just what God needs. And I do everything that He gave me to do. I do it the way He gave me to do it. And I want to do even more. Now, God is good, folks. He's too good for the way people treat Him. If you hear Him out, all the problems you have can be solved. You don't have to go around with the same problems year after year, day after day, always having trouble. You can go forward in life. You can do the things of God. You can be a blessing. You can succeed. And you don't have to cheat anybody and hurt anybody and coerce people. But if you get the plan of God, you can do what God give you to do. When the Lord first gave me the radio assignment, I knew that people were not going to want to give to it, because I kept running into pastors that didn't want to hear the message I had. And I learned something, that a hard lesson that the Lord taught me. If people love, they listen to they are groomed by whatever leader they have. You can minister the word of God just like He give it. But if the person that they're looking to don't receive it, they won't either. So I knew the condition of the church when the Lord gave me this radio broadcast. I wanted to see how it'll work out. One lady continually sent me $100 for 3 years every month. Out of the whole Jefferson County area where the broadcast goes for. And it goes over to most of the state. Now, I know many people listen to it. A lot of people listen to it. But only one lady sent money. And then another lady called. And she sent me $50. And then people I know gave me, would contribute. And people do business with me because they know that, you know, that I'm using the money for the radio, and saying when I fix their car, they'll pay me more than I asked for. And I thank God for everybody. But the spiritual condition is so weak of the people because of false teaching. But if anybody who will hear me out and just listen, if you yield to the Lord will give you a format that will work, and people will be saved. Lives will be changed. He can't build on a weak foundation. He only builds on a strong foundation. And when you follow God, when you follow His word and do His word, it works. And I'm here to tell you, when you yield to Him, great revivals can happen. And people, they put money into things they can see. You can't see a radio broadcast. It can seem like you're the only person listening to this man or this woman. And also it's easy to think that there's so many other people are sending money in, keeping it going. But you'll be surprised. But I know for a fact that God is moving and using these instruments, the radio, the website, because He told me. Millions of people are blessed. Millions. Because God is in this. Now, when you follow God, God can cause you to do what's necessary. And it'll be a good work. But you're going to have to look at Him. When it comes to your family, you still got to look to the Lord. everything is built up, all forms of restoration, all forms is by the Holy Spirit. It's not by your might, power, wit, knowledge, education, the power of man, people. You don't need them. You need the Holy Spirit. What are they investing in? Your wisdom or God's? When people pay tithes and offerings and to a ministry, if people are not yielding to the Holy Spirit, if they're not doing that, they're not going forward. The whole thing is in stall mode until they start following God, finishing His plan. A marriage can only go but so far unless people yield to the Lord. When they yield to the Lord, you'll know things as they truly are. The more I go in His Word and read it, the Holy Spirit caused me to see things that was there all along, and I didn't know it. And then you'll see what you can do. You'll see yourself where you are, because the Word of God is like a mirror. It will show you the truth about everything. And the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth and show you the truth about all things. And we need to see and hear the wonderful works of God. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. William Seymour did it, and the odds were against him. People were not always for him, but he continually sought the Lord. And we need to do the same thing. And he'll take what you have and multiply it, just like the little boy's lunch. And it'll work. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.